follow the messages on screen to read an updated version when that version becomes available. This station will now see you on the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe. We're ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
As always, let's do this.
Cam, how goes it, buddy?
It's going.
Is it?
It's going good.
You've been having a good week?
Not a bad week.
Not a bad week? You've had better, but this one's not too bad.
I've had better.
Okay.
This isn't a bad one.
All right. So, buddy, what are we talking about today?
All right, buddy, bud.
Hey, bud.
Hey, guy. All right. Well, we want to talk to you about when the power goes out.
Yeah.
When it gets dark and scary. And
prepping for power outages.
How are you going to get through it?
Episode 35.
Dang.
It's good.
So, I don't know. How was your week?
It was all right. I'm still here. Everything's good.
That's good.
Yeah. So we have some reviews today. I'm gonna do Cameron's job because he's just sort of doing a shitty job at it. We have some reviews. He's seriously not even listening to me.
No.
He has no idea what I'm even saying.
My thing got stuck over here.
We got a tech pack to review. We have survival boxes to review. We have a TEG stove to review.
They know all that stuff's coming. That's why I didn't do it.
Well, just shut your face. Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by TAC Pack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TAC Pack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TACPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TACPack.com.
We got a TAC Pack for you today.
We do. This is one of the best. People were freaking out about this one, man.
They should be.
Yeah.
I wish
Listener,
I had a gun.
Reviews starts now.
Well, an AK, I should
say. Yeah, yeah. So, guys, this one came from Amazon on the Kindle book. We appreciate old Jared Doty?
Hey, Jared Doty.
5 stars. You enjoy prepping? Talking to your friends about when SHTF? Bugging out? Well, ladies and gents, all you people that don't want your gender to be assumed, because you're probably a snowflake. Anyways, this book is a prepper's wet dream come true. A couple of bros writing to you, a book for your eyes, sweet, sweet pleasure. If you can't grow a beard, well, read this book and you'll maybe grow beard, but he wrote neared there. A prepper myself.
You did neared.
This book made me laugh, smirk, and say to myself, dadgum, what a mighty fine read you got there.
Thanks.
So, yes, thank you, Jared. And if you want to be a part of this, go leave us a 5-star review at all the places we tell you to all the time. You know what we're talking about.
Right? Social media shout out.
You know what I'm talking about. Hey, social media shout out. Today, again, we're shouting out ourselves.
Pretty much.
Cameron and I, we figured we don't have enough to do. So let's start another podcast. And this one is called Basement Nation. And it has no relation at all to this podcast.
Yep. It has absolutely no outline.
No.
I don't even know what happened. It just starts.
It just starts and we start talking. And we got some buddies
and
that come on with us.
And we go off on some pretty weird tangents.
We do, yeah.
Pretty fun.
So episode 1 is up. You can go check it out, iTunes and Google Play, all those places. We talk about the Mayweather-McGregor fight. We talk about chicken sex. And we talk about the eclipse. And
you said chicken sex. That's right.
Yes, I did say chicken sex. So we do talk about that stuff. So if you want to check it out, go check it out. We're also on all the social media platforms that you find us on. So thank y'all.
Yeah.
It's a mad, mad world.
Yeah. So how about the effing hurricane, huh?
Dude.
That's insane, huh?
Yeah.
So as y'all know, there's a hurricane in Texas right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's flooding the bejesus out of everyone.
It's like the most rainfall they've ever had.
I know, it's insane. I can't believe. It's just like bringing the ocean and just putting it on the mainland.
That's not good.
I sent a picture to Kobe. Somebody that I work with, brother, lives there, and he took a picture of Walmart, and it's just gutted.
Bare shelves.
Like, I'm surprised there's even shelves in there.
Yeah.
Like, they have taken everything off.
Yeah, dude.
And it's just like, you know, man, if there's a hurricane and you're not prepared, you're not going to get prepared. And there's a good chance you're going to lose all of your, if you store all your goodies in one spot.
You're done. And they jacked up prices on stuff like always happens, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bad deal.
It's a horrible deal.
It's a horrible
deal for those people.
Yeah, and they had like a bunch of people die. man, I just, the amount of water down there is just mind boggling.
I know. You know? I can't even believe that it can rain. I'm like, did I read that right? Did it just say it rained 2 feet?
Yeah.
Like, that's, it's like in the middle of the rainforest.
Yeah, it's more than that. Didn't they say it was like 50 inches or something?
Oh my gosh. It's just so, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So, stay away from hurricanes.
Please stay away. Gosh. Mine, it has to do with the same thing. So, there were some groups down there. Let me just read this. According to a Louisiana-based rescue group, apparent looters, in quotations, fired shots at their members during a rescue effort in the Hurricane Harvey disaster area on Monday. While thankfully no one was hurt, the group posted warnings on Facebook about the possible threat posed by those taking advantage of the crisis and said they had to temporarily stand down their rescue efforts after the attack. Seriously.
This is humanity. Like, yeah. This is going, it'll always happen. So it's just, it's freaking embarrassing.
Looters during, I mean, people are dying.
They
man.
Jump
people,
on it as soon as they can.
Yeah. And this, like this, you know, to me validates what we do as preppers. You know what I mean? We always feel like we have to have some sort of, you know, self-defense weapon or something
you
with
have
us.
To.
And this is why, you know, yeah. Something's going to happen and people will take advantage. People are assholes. I mean, when it comes down to it. So they said on Monday, the group posted a message warning that they had encountered suspected looters who initially acted as if they needed to be rescued, but then attempted to overtake their boat.
Man, what dicks.
So they were trying to take the rescue boat.
People are pathetic.
Seriously, like, come on. So, I feel for you Houstonians and you Texans down there, man.
I know.
This is a horrible deal.
Anybody in a situation like that, and they have to deal with dickheads like that.
Ridiculous, man. And freaking, yeah. And I'm sure there'll be some looting and whatnot. That's
Well, Walmart obviously was hit right away.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, so guys, today we are talking about prepping for a power outage, and obviously it goes along with that hurricane crap because, you know, they lost power. They lost. Yeah. They freaking lost everything, man.
Yep. So we talk. I mean, there's so many different ways to lose the chance of losing power.
Yeah.
You know, weather, hurricanes. They are weather.
Earthquake again.
But yeah, earthquakes, everything that'll just knock out the grid.
And just like a normal, I mean, just sometimes somebody shoots a transformer or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That happens out here all the time. Seriously.
Shooting a raccoon off a transformer.
I'm gonna get that
damn gun. Or just a raccoon crawling up there. I've had that happen on our farm. Just,
oh, really?
Yeah.
And smells it knocks good out here.
Power for quite a while.
Smells like McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's cooking raccoon sound, up on a power line.
EMP, and then the always the most important, coronal mass ejection.
What was that? Injection?
Coronal mass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just blast away all the power. Boom. Done.
Yeah, that's not good.
And then, and you know, when the power goes out, depending on how much time, but you have to consider loss of food, heat, water, communication, transportation, medical facilities, light, fuel, money.
Everything?
Pretty much everything.
Is that what you're saying? Everything,
yeah.
Right?
I'm just like, just power itself, like how much we rely on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
just lose everything.
And that's why an EMP attack on the United States is like the ultimate doomsday.
Yeah, stop bringing it up.
Yeah.
People are listening. They're like, yeah. I'm
Kim Jong-un's like, oh, that's a good idea. Does that sound like North Korean? I don't
know. Oh, wow. I'm going to shoot a rocket.
Yeah, they saw that they just shot that rocket over Japan, right? Or something.
They did, yeah.
Freak, man.
I know. We didn't even mention that. But
freaking A.
They're wanting somebody to come in and wipe them out. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's what they're. It's a suicide attempt.
They are.
That's what it is.
Shooting bottle rocket.
I call Roman Candle.
Oh no! You want Roman Candle?
Okay, so we're gonna kind of break up this power outage thing into two areas. Mm-hmm. The area I'm gonna take is a short term. Power outage, you know, like under 48 hours, I'd say is probably short term, you know, and it's still two days without power is a freaking shitstorm. Seriously, like it's bad. Like
it
you
is.
Don't want to have no power for 2 days, but you know, anything under 2 days, I'm gonna classify as short term. All right.
Yeah.
You got a problem with that?
No.
Okay.
I'm not surprised you're taking short.
Why?
Just cause.
Cause why?
Go ahead.
Okay. So you know, to be prepared for that, and this happens pretty much to everyone every year, right? You always lose power at some point, usually, right? Even if it's just for an hour or 2 hours or half a day or whatever it might be. So a thing that I think is really cool that I'm going to be doing is building a blackout box. And I hadn't really seen a whole lot on these until lately.
Just paint it all black.
It's just black.
And then that's it.
And you don't see it. And it's
pretty
lost.
Freaking cool. Mm-hmm. You put it in the corner and it's visible.
Yeah. Shut your face, Cameron.
No, I want to build one too.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, a blackout
let's
box.
Let's build one together.
Let's do it.
You got the blackout box this week, and yeah. Then I'll come and get it next week.
Awesome. Okay. So basically, what a blackout box is a kit that basically has the essentials you need in case of any sort of power outage. And, you know, and so I'll kind of go through the items that you're going to want in this blackout box. So, number one, you don't have to have all these. Huh?
iPhone. With backup battery.
iPhone 7. All right.
With screen protector.
Don't put an iPhone 6 in there.
Yeah.
Chem light glow sticks. Obviously awesome for when the power goes out. Great illumination. You don't need batteries. You don't need anything like that. They're
and
cheap.
Kids love them.
And kids actually, they do love them. They love to chew on them and then they get the glow shit all over their face. And they're like dripping down.
What did I do?
Oh, no. I'm crapping out fluorescent poop. Seriously.
Mark your turds.
Yeah. So those are great to have in these kits. Another thing is obviously a flashlight. You got to have a flashlight in there. Batteries for your flashlight. Headlamp.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you're going to have to be doing something. You want to go hands-free, right?
You do.
Yeah. I mean,
it's so nice to not have
really
one in your hand.
Have what?
A flashlight.
Oh, a flashlight. Okay. Some candles. You know, you can get the 9-hour candles. You can get the tiny little like tea candles that are freaking so cheap to get.
Yeah.
Have a bunch of those.
Well, we got. Remember that little teeny lantern that takes the.
Oh yeah.
Tea lights? It actually works pretty good.
We got that in survival boxes, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It actually is pretty cool.
Yeah, those are nice. And
just
they take
makes
those.
A nice convenient way to hold. You know, mm-hmm. So you don't have to. Make
Does it have like a little mirror on it, right, or something? Or reflective service. Oh, it's
so
glass.
It protects
okay.
It, so from wind and everything.
I get you.
It yeah. works pretty good, though. Nice. I mean, so you don't have to carve like a jack-o'-lantern when you need to use your little...
Yeah, exactly. Something else you're going to want to have in there is matches or a lighter because, you know, if you're going to want to light those candles in some way. And also, if you have like a wood-burning stove or something, you know exactly where some fire-starting tools are. You're going to have those at the ready.
You got your fighter starting tools.
Yeah. Emergency contact numbers. Something that's laminated that's not going to get wet or ruined or anything like that. So this basically has like the number for your water, your power, and your gas companies.
Your dirty pictures.
I don't know why.
You don't even print those anymore, do you?
No, you don't. You don't. That's what's on your iPhone in there.
Well, that's why that's in there.
Exactly. That's you're thinking ahead. Pictures. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if you want to call the power company and say, hey, when the hell is the power coming on? But you don't have... You know, you don't have that number. You can't look it up. You know, maybe the internet's down. Maybe your phone's down. You can't get data. So it's good to have those numbers at the ready. And also some friends and family and neighbor numbers because, you know, if your phone's, you got
to
have
it's
those.
It's good to have that list, too, for your kids, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Or your significant
yeah, I mean,
other that
I mean, maybe the power goes out.
Phone.
Maybe the power goes out when you're not home and your kids are there or something, you know, and they need to call somebody.
Yeah.
That's a good to have. Hand warmers.
A really good have.
Hand warmers. See, you know, if it's cold and you got to be doing stuff,
you're going to want your hands.
You're going to want your hands warm. You're going to have both those hands because you have the headlamp on.
You're
you know?
Freezing.
Yeah, you're freezing.
I need my hand warmers. First thing I'm going to grab.
It's going to get cold. If
flashlight
it's...
hand warmer.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look around in here. Is that glass breaking?
You just dropped your keys or something. It sounded like.
Oh, it was me.
Yeah, it was you.
I was like, what's that?
And then you're going to want to get like a multi-tool or something like that in case you have to, you know, change out
like a fuse.
A circuit breaker or
like
a fuse.
Maybe you need to put a penny in the fuse box and twist it in.
Exactly. No, seriously, you might have to. A knife, which is always a good idea. Always good idea to have a knife in there. If you don't have it in your pocket, you're a dummy. But
if you don't have a knife, you're probably listening to the wrong podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, you haven't taken any of our advice if you don't have a knife in your pocket.
And I understand.
I do.
If you don't take any of our advice, I can understand that.
We do come off as big fat idiots.
But there are a few things that we are telling you you're going to need.
Yeah, this information doesn't just come from us.
Yeah.
There's other people who think that's a good idea, too. So yeah, have a multi-tool, have a knife. And that's really good stuff. So then you can also do put some glow-in-the-dark tape on the outside of your box so you can see it when it's dark.
That's a good idea. That's really,
I mean, that's genius.
Freaking a good idea.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Just break all your chem lights and throw them in the box. Yeah, I don't know where it is.
You know, and this can be put in like a little Tupperware box, or it can be put in a little bag. You know, it could be anything.
Or a Tupper bag.
Or a Tupper bag, or a bag of wear.
Bag.
Yeah, anything.
Paper box.
It's probably not a bad idea to have spare like circuit breakers or fuses that you may need in a time of need, you know. Emergency radio, be great to have in there. And a lantern. I prefer solar-powered lanterns because I know I don't have to have batteries for them.
Yes.
But that's my preference. It doesn't have to be
yours. That's fine if you want that.
Yeah. So that's basically what a blackout kit is. And, you know, you can make these, or a blackout box, whatever you want to call it. You can make these for seriously under $20 if you want. They're super-duper cheap.
Yeah.
You can make them as fancy or as unfancy as you want. But, you know, this is something you should probably have in your living room. Or in your kitchen or something, you know, in your main area of your home, and probably one in each bedroom. Seriously, if it's in the middle of the night and people are like, freaking out, they can go grab that box and they're going to feel good about themselves.
They are really
good. They seriously are. They're going to feel awesome about themselves.
You know, and just the thing on like flashlights and lights, you know, I've gone camping and I've taken like all these different varieties that I have just to kind of see. Man, I can't believe how crappy like those old mag lights that twist that have the bulb compared to like those new
LEDs.
Yeah, man, they're incredible.
It's a huge difference.
Like that, what is it, the Olight? Or man, that thing, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It like lights up the campground.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm like, that's the one that I want. Yeah. You know, like throw away those other ones because like.
I mean, don't throw them away. I mean, you can keep them.
No, throw them away.
Okay, just break that shit up and throw
them
away.
You know, you can buy those packs of like the D battery, like two flashlights. I mean, it's good to have those. I mean, your kids can use them, but you're not going to see like.
Because we don't care about the kids.
Like 12 feet in front of you.
Yeah, we don't care
12
about the
inches,
kids.
I should say. 12 feet. You're not going to see like 15 feet in front of you, and that's ridiculous.
Freaking ridiculous, man.
But I'm just saying like test out your lights because
it really is a good idea.
You're going to want a good light.
Yeah.
And there's the headlamps too. You know, I had like a little Energizer one and like we went into that cave.
Oh yeah.
With my family and I had that one on. I was like, hell, I can't see anything.
Really?
And my one son, he had the Olight and that thing was like just bright. It lit up.
Made
the
noise
cave.
And everything.
Yes. It's like a lightsaber.
Cutting through shit.
and then my other son, I strapped on that, remember that one that I got? It's another LED.
I don't know.
Anyways, it's like a spelunking light.
Oh, really?
Hell, it's bright, too.
Really?
Like, but anyways, I'm just telling you, don't go cheap all of your lights.
No, it's good. You can use those cheap ones, like if you're just throwing them like in your kids' rooms or whatever. But make sure you have a couple that are freaking nice. Yeah.
I even have the little hat that has a
the brim LEDs lights or whatever.
Yeah, that one actually is pretty cool.
Yeah, all good stuff.
This is super important information.
It really is.
Kobe told you what his preference was. I'm telling you what my preference
is. Yeah, the Olight's awesome. It really is. So I've got some tips on these short-term power outages, just some random stuff that to think about.
Some tips.
There's some tips. So have an alternate way to prepare food. I mean, this is something that we talk about a lot on, you know, for any sort of situation. But make sure you've got, you know, if you have an electric stove or something and you can't cook, and you can't use your microwave.
You're dead.
Yeah. The looters already took your microwave. And
you're going to eat your family because they're the only things warm.
Exactly. Have a barbecue, a fire pit, you know, and make sure you have some sort of freeze-dried foods or something that you can eat. If it's, you know, if it's a two-day power outage, you're going to want to cook something.
You are.
You're not going to want to eat cereal for like six meals.
My family probably could.
They could, yeah.
Anyways. I won't. I'll die.
So,
unless it's Captain Crunch.
Yeah. So speaking of your freezer and your fridge, so that obviously becomes a precarious situation when there's no power, right? So you got a bunch of frozen food in there. You got a bunch of cold food that you want to keep cold so it doesn't go bad. So don't open your damn fridge unless you have to,
right?
I mean, just make sure that you open it as little as possible. Yeah. But
popsicle.
Yeah, you know. So an unopened refrigerator will keep food cold for approximately 4 hours. That's what it says online. I think it's probably going to be a little longer than that, but so really 4 hours is probably, you know, for your maximum, your optimal temperature at 4 hours. An unopened freezer will keep food frozen for approximately 24 hours or even longer if it's like in the garage or something like that. So basically you have a day in that. So that's not very long.
No.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to have to tie up my kids.
Yeah, seriously.
They're like, and then they'll grab what they want and just walk off.
I know.
The door's wide open.
That pisses me off so freaking bad.
Who the hell left?
I got a popsicle this morning. It's 10 o'clock at night. It's been open like all day long. There's like stuff like leaking out, you know?
Who spilled it? Wait a minute. It's all melted.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's blood from my frozen
kids
burger.
Kids are the freaking worst.
I hate them. Gosh dang it.
I didn't love them so much.
But there is a good, what you can do is fill the empty space in your freezer with containers of water.
I've heard for power reasons that's actually.
Because the frozen water will displace air and keep the food colder longer if the power goes out.
And it cuts your power bill down.
It really does. But remember to keep some space in each of those bottles because the water is going to expand when it freezes. You don't want stuff like exploding.
Don't put in your Coke bottles or your beer bottles
yeah, that's
in there.
That's bad.
Well, the beer bottles probably be okay, but
yeah, don't put stuff with carbonation.
I don't know.
I've
never put a pop bottle in there.
Just see if it works. I don't know.
Put a shoulder pop bottle in there.
So that's just something to think about. If you have a landline phone, I don't know how many people actually have landlines anymore. There's not a lot.
My wife has like a touch dial phone.
Yeah.
Like, well, we have it as decoration, but I'm like, don't throw it away.
Don't throw it away, yeah.
That's the only thing.
Because you want to make sure if you have a landline, that you have a phone that doesn't require power.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because most people have cordless phones. And it ain't going to work if they don't have power. So if you have just one of those little, you know, rotary phones or something that just plugs in.
I can't remember what they're
called either. Yeah. It's a good idea to have those things. Yeah, one of those. Hello, tune in Tokyo.
checking car number 24.
That's good. Check the radio for info. You know, they're probably going to have, if there's a widespread power outage, they're probably going to have some information for you, you know. So that's another good reason to keep an emergency radio all the time. A crank radio, a solar radio, all those types of things. Yeah. You know, make sure everybody in the house understands how to use the garage door when there's no power.
True.
I had this happen the other day. The power went out at our house. My wife calls me. How do I open the garage? I can't leave.
My wife's.
You know what I mean?
Been confused by that one.
And
too.
I'm like, just
oh my hell, we're crap.
Just kick the door as hard as you can. It'll probably open.
You know what? Just put it in drive and bust right through it.
They're made to drive through.
Hell, it's nothing but tin and styrofoam. Just bust right through it.
Hell, it's nothing but tin and styrofoam. Yeah, so make sure everybody understands how
imagine
to...
Imagine coming home and it's a big-ass hole in your... What the hell?
It's like,
that's the only way I could get out.
I had to get to
the
Kmart.
I was gonna die of carbon monoxide in there.
I couldn't figure out how to turn off the car. If I didn't get to...
She's not listening. I'm so glad they don't listen.
I know.
Trash them.
If I didn't get to the makeup store, mascara and
Sephora's
stuff.
Sephora's closed. Or not Sephora. Ulta's closed.
Oh, yeah. Ulta probably can't sell you anything. The power's out.
I bet you that store won't get cleaned out.
Yeah, probably not.
If you need grease and other things for your, you know, tools, just go ahead and head over
flammable.
There.
There's lots of flammable stuff in there, I'm sure.
Sure.
You can start fires.
My hell, look at all the fire starters in there.
Go to Ulta. When SHTF. To come out with like all this like flammable
stuff, camouflage. Yeah, I've been painting up
camouflage. Yeah, bunch of green freaking goop.
Look at all this hair shit I got. Napalm.
Keep your car fuel tank at half. I mean, we've talked about this several times, but you know, the power outage. If it's a widespread power outage,
wife, keep the.
Oh my gosh. Seriously, every time I get in my wife's car, I know she's probably gonna listen to this and she's gonna get mad at me, but every time. We're going to have to go to the gas station. I've been on fumes for like 3 weeks.
It's usually when you're headed out of town. You're like in a hurry to get somewhere. Yeah. You're at zero already. Well, how did you even get here?
I didn't see it.
Yeah. My wife's been pretty good, but I've been a bit dickish.
Have you?
And just been like, well, I'm going to drive her out to the end.
Let her figure it out.
She's going to run out of gas.
She's going to run out of gas somewhere and call you.
Yeah.
I was going to Ulta and I ran out of gas. Wow, they're going to kill us. You know,
It's been fun. This is our last
this
podcast.
This is our last podcast. We are not going to do this ever again. Use surge protectors on everything in your home if you can, because obviously there's a possibility of losing electronic equipment with power going in and out and stuff like that. It's not good. It's a bad deal when you lose.
When you're playing a game.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of
save,
solitaire.
Save.
Son of a... I need to get one of those the actual battery backup ones. Yeah. You know, surge protector.
We're
going to
talk about that a little bit here in just
a
minute.
Oh, you got those on there?
Talk about UPS.
Oh. That's right.
Keep extra blankets. If you live in a cold climate, make sure you have a bunch of extra blankets, because if it...
Do you have extra blankets in this house? Does your wife have them all on her right now?
Yeah. Literally, it's 75 degrees in my house, and she's got a blanket on.
Yeah. We went camping, and we had... It was almost one of those, like, propane.
It's a new kind of fuel.
It's a prototype.
Prototype. Train it out.
10 times hotter than the normal propane. Burns cleaner. Protein.
It
sounds way better.
Get it now.
Doesn't it sound
it
better?
It does. I like that.
Hell, I run on protein.
This shit runs on protein. Goodness gracious.
You thought gas burned good. Hell, protein. We had that big old freaking heater that was just like that red hot wire.
Uh-huh.
And she was like 2 inches from it the whole time. She's like, man, hell is she not?
She got like sunburned from it.
Like a grill marks on her. Turn her over.
Turn her over. She's done on that side. Let's get your backside now, girl.
Anyway.
Anyways, moving on.
Don't get off subject.
So, if you are a person... That
somebody's writing a note, I'm like, damn it!
Protein, turn on other side, woman. Protein, exclamation point.
Protein twice as clean, two times better than gas.
You know, if you are a person that has...
With a knife.
Why are they carving it with a knife?
Because that's who listens to us.
Oh, that is,
rednecks,
yeah.
Hillbillies.
Rednecks, hillbillies, and dumb shit. That is our...
Well, which are you? Are you a dumb shit or are you a hillbilly?
See, I want you all to be thinking about that right now. You're all in one of those three categories.
Well, I guess I was a hillbilly, but I'm a dumb shit as well, so...
Well, I'm all three of those. Good gracious, I'm a perfect storm.
I'm a redneck, dumb shit hillbilly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And Canadians. We have some Canadians, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole nother group.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Canadians.
Smart one.
So, if you're a person that has any special healthcare equipment, like oxygen generators or dialysis equipment that runs on protein or something, but if they require power, if you tell the power company about it, they will actually put you at the top of the list to get back online. Did you know that?
No.
They can. Most of them will.
If you were... Say that again.
So, let me break this down one more time.
I'll
for
read
you.
Your notes.
I'm going to get
know
closer.
What? Move on. Never mind. I didn't.
Yeah, no. So, if you're on dialysis or if you have, like, oxygen, you know, they will prioritize you coming back home.
Hell, I'm going to bring a dialysis machine home.
Take a picture of it. See? I'm on dialysis.
Hurry and tape on a line.
My kidneys suck.
Guess I'm done for unless you get here in an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when they leave, you're like,
send them a picture.
Turn TV on and sit on the couch.
And I can finish my Mario Kart game.
All right.
So anyways, this is going to take me all day to get through these.
I know, sorry.
Obviously, a generator is always nice. We're going to move on from that. So if you work on the computer, if you use a computer a lot, like Cameron does... If you have
not
a lot
all
of
the time.
If you have a lot of important files, keep your stuff backed up, obviously. You know, that's obviously good. But you can use a UPS.
Which is an uninterpretable power supply.
I did not spell that correctly, did I?
No.
It's in quotation. Or it's in,
there's two U's in this? Okay.
Yeah, anyways, it'll give you some extra time to finish up and back up your shit if you need to. All right? Gosh.
Nobody wants backed up shit.
No. Eliminate unnecessary travel, you know, especially by car, because traffic signals aren't going to be working. People are going to be crazy, probably going to be looting. There's going to be people with hook hands and freaking microwaves running all over the damn place. So don't go out if you don't have to, right? Conserve fuel, conserve your energy. Just stay home, all right? Gosh, don't leave your house, idiots. Okay, have cash on hand. That's always a good deal because ATMs aren't going to be working. You probably can't get money out of the bank if there's no power.
Come on!
It's not going to beep. There's no power. So, you know, the cash registers most... Registers.
Cash registers.
Cash registers. They run on protein. they probably aren't going to be working. So if you have cash, you might have a better chance of getting something from the store if you need to. Look at this, all the ones I've got.
Here's $3 for those pickles.
There's $3 for the pig's feet. Pig's feet and pickles. We're good to go. So that's all I got for that. That's for the short-term power outage, under 48 hours.
That was a lot.
That was a lot. I agree. That was a lot.
Short,
but we learned a lot, and now we're all better people for it. Mm-hmm. But before we move on, guys, I'd like to talk about the three percenter. If you know, and if you listen to us, you know that the three percenters are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. They are extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3percenter.com and get the very best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. Cam, do you know about the Second Amendment?
I do.
You do. Okay. That's the3percenter.com, and use our code CASUALPREPPERS, and you're going to get a discount. And I need everybody to go buy our freaking hoodie. I want to see somebody wearing that sucker. That thing is awesome looking. I'm going to be wearing it.
You wear it, I'll wear it.
You wear it, I'll wear it. It will look awesome.
You do those commercials so good.
I do. I really do.
I really do a good job.
I don't even try that hard either.
I know you don't. All right, now let's talk about long term. So all of what Kobe said, but think about it. In the long term.
Think about it week after week after week.
Think about having two batteries for your flashlight.
At least.
So when you kind of move into the long term, you got to think about going into like preserve mode, meaning like your food and stuff, you're kind of wanting to ration out.
Like and, jams and jellies.
Yes. Preserve, like strawberry preserves. Yeah. But you want to kind of think about like what food is going to expire and that you need to use now, you know, so that fridge that you have tried so hard not to open the door.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're like, okay, I need to use all this. And the only way you're really going to know how long power outage is, you know, if you've got an, you know, ham radio or you're listening right. to your solar radio.
Yeah.
And maybe you would be very lucky if they told you the right time that you're going to get power back.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're seeing that this is okay. This is gonna possibly be a week. This food's gonna go bad.
Time to eat.
Yep. So you gotta. There's a couple of things. Learn how to can.
Yeah.
So you can actually take some of that crap in there and put it all in a can. Boil it. It's all ready to go.
That's if you don't have electric stoves.
Right.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
But you can bottle stuff and boil it.
Yeah, you can. You know,
so. So yeah, that's a way to preserve that food. Turn your meat into jerky. So your meat's going to go bad.
That's funny. It shouldn't be funny. Turn your meat into jerky.
Turn your meat into jerky.
Or just eat it.
So your meats, your dairy, your fruits, veggies, you know, those are going to kind of expire. Eggs actually are going to do fine.
Are they?
Take them out and set them out on the counter. Yeah. They'll
stay for a week or two.
Yeah. And you know, your condiments and stuff like that, mm-hmm. they're going to last. You know, they're just pure corn syrup with different coloring.
No
so
kidding.
You're totally fine. You know, if you really, I don't know how to do this, but apparently you can dry your meat.
Oh, you just dry it. That's you just put it out.
Yeah, I think you put it out in the sun. Yep.
No, so, seriously, that's what there's ways.
You never
to do
know.
It,
you never know. No, I'd love
you
to
do
see
know.
All of your steaks hanging out in the.
I'm gonna hang them out in the backyard, dummy. I'm not gonna put them in the front yard. Neighbors will get them.
Damn cats are jumping up on the meat.
Neighbors trying to get my jerky. Shoot that bastard.
Oh man, I gotta kill it with the voices. Keep yelling.
Yeah, you are yelling. I sound like a cat.
So a zeer pot. Have you heard of zeer pot?
A what?
A zeer pot.
I don't even know what you're
saying. Actually,
I'm gonna
talk about this twice. This is the first time.
Okay.
So get it. So a zeer pot is like a kind of a makeshift refrigerator system.
Wow.
So you get a ceramic pot.
Yeah.
And the outer pot, it can't have, you know, like a baking coating or paint on it because it needs to, you know, it needs to be permeable.
Okay.
So that bigger pot, you put water in and then you set a smaller ceramic pot in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You fill the gap in between with sand and then you get the sand all kind of muddy. And then that actually works like the center part if you keep it covered.
Yeah.
It kind of keeps it at a, like a stable,
cooler
temperature.
You should try that.
I do want to try it. I got another reason to do that.
Okay.
And I'll talk about it later.
Multiple reasons for the zeer pot.
Zeer. It's a Sears pot. You just get it down in Sears. It's a good one.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah. Put those two together. Ceramic pots. Boom. Got an effing Coleman cooler. The other thing is, you know, utilize those foods that are going to expire, you know.
Yeah.
Just cook up a big old grand feast.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Cooked meat's going to last a lot longer, so like a day.
At least.
Yeah. You know, and Kobe already kind of mentioned ways to prepare that food without power. You know,
yeah.
Charcoal wood, smokers are a good investment. Solar ovens even, you know.
Yeah.
We had that one guy that was all gung-ho about talking to us, and he talked nothing about his solar oven.
Yeah.
I went, you two little whippersnappers.
Let me tell you about my days in the war.
He did, which I was interested in. Then I was like, okay,
I really wanted to hear about this solar oven, but whatever.
I know. Yeah. You killed Nazis and survived. And we're a big deal.
I really don't give a shit. Let me talk about this solar oven.
We're millennials. We don't give a damn. You know, and I don't even know why I put that in this area. Old Pump Coleman. Okay.
All right.
Another thing to think about is, you know, preserving yourself. So stay comfortable. So depending on the time of season, I'm thinking here we will probably, whenever this happens, it'll definitely be in the middle of winter.
Or the middle of summer.
Yeah, or the middle of summer.
Seriously, the middle of summer scares me more, I think.
Spring or fall. Me too. I can't stand being hot.
Mm-mm.
I'm so hot all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're not going to have AC, or you're going to have to be fighting the cold. So, like Kobe said, you know, lots of blankets. And, you know, ways to keep your family warm without burning and killing yourselves because you got a fire inside the house. I've always wanted a wood-burning stove. Even, you know, I'm always like, how am I going to get this in? Because it's got to have a chimney all the way up.
Yeah.
But I'm like, there's those ones that go through the window.
You know, if you can
get one,
I'm going to get one.
Throw that sucker in your basin. Right? In your basin.
Basin.
You
get a propane one.
Well, I haven't got a propane one yet.
Propane.
There's heat conduction fans, too. So when you're, you know, you got stuff burning, you can actually set those on top, and they don't have anything to them but a little, they just use that heat energy just like our little stoves.
Yeah.
So you've got heat blowing on you.
Oh, nice.
I know. They're only like $30.
Dang.
I was looking at one on eBay.
Oh, shoot,
give
me one.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's just wires and a big anvil.
Wires and a big anvil. Crystals.
But yeah, so they just, you know, they don't need power. They just use the energy from the heat. So pretty cool.
That's cool.
Like in one of the battle boxes, we got one of those, you know, battery fans that's also a light.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
that?
Yeah.
So I took it camping with me.
So they have some sweet stuff. I did too. Me too.
Holy crap, we're so much
but
alike.
But they have some cool stuff out there that can make you a lot more comfortable because, you know, when I lose AC in the middle of summer, I'm going to probably kill myself.
Yeah. Or somebody else.
I will probably kill everybody.
Yeah.
And then myself.
I'm
going to kill myself and then everybody else.
You want to do that the opposite direction.
Yeah. Seriously, I can't sleep in the heat.
I can't either, man.
So, to make your life more comfortable, there's some cool stuff out there. Look it up.
Cool.
I ain't gonna do it for you. There's actually a pretty sweet video. Did you see that video I sent you?
I don't know. No, I didn't. I was working.
Oh, man. So, they have this... you were working.
I was working.
I was doing my job. So, they have this really cool solar air cooler. You just take like a 5-gallon bucket.
Mm-hmm.
You drill, like you bore holes all around it,
mm-hmm.
and then you use, it's kind of like that swamp cooler stuff. You just slide it down in there so it kind of pulls the water up. And then on top, you just use a solar fan, and then it just pushes air through and out those holes, and you got like air conditioning.
I need to make one of those.
Little mini swamp cooler. I think we should. That'd be sweet.
Let's do it.
We make one, and we can post it. It doesn't work.
Let's do it.
But yeah, they have some pretty awesome things, and for staying cool, I'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, keeping your stuff and yourselves in the basement if you have one.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Basement is my favorite place on
Me
earth.
Me too.
Seriously.
It is mine too. And then we had the whole episode on power tools.
Yeah, go
powerless tools.
SHTF tools. I don't remember what episode it was, but it wasn't too long ago.
So make yourself and your life a lot easier.
Yeah, do it.
Make yourself easier to everybody. Then you got to think about sanitation. You know,
sanitation.
Toilets may not be flushing good because the whole system's going to just kind of get screwed.
Yeah.
So even, you know, you think with power loss, you got running water, but not for long.
Yeah. It's
those systems that filter and...
They all take power.
You know, manually flushing your toilet, you know, a bucket or even, you know, just crapping in a bucket. So make sure you got those garbage bags and make sure you're stocked up on that TP because you might be turding everywhere.
Yeah.
That's all I got in sanitation. There's a lot more. Kobe could go on for hours.
I could, but I won't.
Yeah, he won't.
Mm-mm.
Other important things, protection and safety. So nights are going to be dark, dark.
They are going to be super dark.
Super scary.
No light pollution whatsoever.
Right. And as we know, like Kobe said, in any scenario, there's going to be a-hole looters immediately. A-hole like looters. As soon as the power goes out, they're going to be looting your house.
Don't touch my jerky.
So they're going to love it, too. There's no security alarms.
No.
There's no lights. They're black. Maybe not.
They're black?
Sorry, that's not what I
meant. That's racist, bro.
They're going to wear black. Sorry, that's not what I meant. They're, not at all.
Every looter in the world is black.
No, stop with
that's
it.
That's what Cameron said.
No, I
heard it. You all heard it.
Oh, hell.
Oh, hell, I'm racist.
They can dress black and paint themselves black.
Blackface.
So you need to really think about building a safe perimeter around your home.
A moat.
You know, and around your stuff. What's
that? A moat.
I would dig a moat.
Yeah.
The first thing first the power thing, goes out.
Power goes out. Get your shovel.
Dig everybody, a moat. Family night. We're going to go out and dig
family
a moat.
Night, we're making a moat. You go find the alligators.
We're going to crap in it, and that's going to be
crap
our...
Crap in it.
It's going to be a moat full of feces.
What are they doing over there? They're crapping in their moat.
I ain't going to charge it. I ain't looting that place.
Ain't looting that place.
So, yeah, you really want to think about the, you know, your family safety, even just walking around in the house, you know?
Yeah.
So having those things available, like where your kids know where they're at too. You know, I try and have flashlights in their room so they at least have one. And so they're not screaming at
get
the top
those blackout
of their lungs.
Boxes made, you know? Mm-hmm. Blackout boxes.
Right. But they still got to get to it. You can do a blackout each room?
Yeah, that's what I said. You could do one in each room.
Then that's what you'll do.
That's what. That was the point of the conversation we
I
had.
I thought you were just saying
you don't have to, but I'm just saying to you
that's
can
a really
have
good
extra.
Idea.
I mean, if you
much
have
much better idea.
Okay.
We know. You don't need to push your point.
Okay, bro.
I wasn't listening. I don't care.
I know. Freaking racist.
So, all right.
Moving on.
You know, with weapons, too, they have some pretty sweet, you know, lights
weapons.
That mount on there. Shoot yourself.
Yeah.
There's lightsabers.
Yeah.
There's laser lights.
Uh-huh.
But no, like, those mounted lights are a good idea.
They are a good idea.
You can
especially when the power's out.
Shine it right in people's eyes, and they won't even know a bullet's coming at them.
Nope.
You know, those little garden lights, solar-powered.
The solar ones.
You can just kind of... You know, have a path right for the looters to come right into your house. Direct them right.
Bunch of black guys coming.
But
watch
those
out.
Those are nice, you know, to have those, you know, just out. You can get them. There's like a.
They're
like,
so cheap, dude.
It's like a dollar.
And then you can
honestly
buy like
12 for
leave
like
them outside. You can bring them inside.
You can, yeah.
At night, you know, if you need them, if you need light, take
so
that.
So you can keep your garden like super nice looking.
Yeah.
And then when night falls, pull them out, bring them in.
Exactly.
Play games with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Light up the room. First aid kits, too. You want to have those. Yeah. Probably a little small one, you know, accessible. Well, you want to have a big one. We've talked about this a million times. I'm not even going to go into details. And if you're rich and you have a night vision system, like goggles, that would be bad.
That would be bad.
But they have them, and they're really not that bad, expensive-wise.
Aren't they?
No.
What kind of dough are we talking about?
I think you can get them around 200.
200s for night vision? Gosh.
You know how sweet that'd be, though?
Oh, I'm saying that. That is sweet. I'm impressed with the $200 bucks.
I'm sure it doesn't work. But
okay, well, then I'm not buying them.
So, anyway, now we'll move on to power systems. So, you're going to hope you have a way to get some power because you're still going to need power.
Yeah.
Probably.
You're going to have to. At some point, you're going to have to figure it out.
Right. So, you got the dual fuel generator systems. You know, we've talked about
I wish they had tri-fuel.
I think they actually do. They have a carburetor
quad fuel.
Switch. That's pushing it.
Protane, propane,
you want
gasoline.
First things first, you want a propane adapter on every one of your gas engines. So there's some cool stuff. You know, if you live by a river, they got the turbine and generator.
Yeah, they do.
You know,
they
just
do
throw it in
those.
There. I don't even know if they produced it yet. It was like
a Kickstarter
thing.
Yeah, it was a Kickstarter. I think they have made them, though. There's several out there.
Cool. Fire generators we showed.
Well, they
you
have
on.
they have the wind ones as well. Have you seen those?
Yeah,
they're relatively small too, and you just put them in your backyard.
That's one thing that would thrive here
because
we have windiest freaking system. We got this windiest freaking
so
atmosphere
windy.
Right here.
Horrible.
Fire generators. Yeah, we had one. Not really. Well, it's a fire. What is it? What's that?
Oh, the BioLite.
BioLite, yeah.
Oh, I get you. It's, yeah.
Not necessarily like a generator. But
yep. BioLite.
Yeah. So, and if you get, you know, real prehistoric, you can go with the bicycle crank one.
You can.
Yeah, they have them.
I'd love to have one of those hooked up to a battery and, you know, I think it'd be cool.
Get you exercise. Yep. Get your kids something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, get on that bike for another hour. I got to play some games.
Get on that bike. I need to play Mario Kart.
I got to shave. DC converters for cars, you know, they got the AC-DC converters. Those are sweet. And
I prefer Marvel.
You got the Marvel converters?
I actually don't, but...
But yeah, those, man, they have some impressive ones. And I mean, I'm talking about people that don't own the nice cars that already have an outlet.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't yours have an outlet?
No, it doesn't actually.
It already has a built-in. So a lot of the newer ones already have built-in, but for my poor ass, I've got a converter. It's like an 800-watt jump or peak and then 400. Mm-hmm. So you can run a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah, you can.
And then I put a bunch of hamsters. You know, you got those hamsters out there in your little corral.
Hamsters, whatnot. That's what it says.
So just put in some wheels, get some power generated.
That's a really good idea, Cameron.
It is good.
I appreciate that. And I'm sure the listeners appreciate that as
they
well.
They do. The other thing is team up.
Yeah.
So we talked about the groups. You know, you can't store everything. Not everybody has water skill. Mm-hmm. Not everybody has generator skill.
Yep.
Generator maintenance skill.
That's right.
So you want a group. Team up. You're going to survive longer.
You are.
And when you get together, you produce energy and power. Okay.
You can huddle up and you can keep warm.
Enough of that.
Well, I think that's all we got. When the power goes out, you're going to be ready to go now, guys.
You're going to be super freaking ready to go.
We're happy we could bring this to you.
Okay. So just a quick stint. For our sponsors, let me get prepared for this.
Deep breath.
We're actually going to talk about this review. So
yeah, we'll go right into the review after this.
Yeah. So survival boxes, they're the only subscription box packed with all the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters or your next outdoor adventure. There are three different boxes to choose from. So sign up today and start getting survival boxes delivered to your door every month. No contracts. Cancel anytime. Use promo code Casual Preppers for 10% off your first box on any monthly subscription at survivalboxes.com.
Dude,
that was the smoothest I've ever done.
I mean, listen, seriously,
to this guy,
that was amazing.
Well, these guys are amazing.
They really are. So let's grab that box, bro.
I'm sorry, I've kind of botched it for survival boxes. They really are like
it. Doesn't
favorite.
Mean we don't love you, because we absolutely do. We appreciate survival boxes beyond
we do.
Belief.
We love them.
They are one of our amazing sponsors who keeps this show coming to you every 2 weeks.
Yep. So our big thing about them, too, is just like they're just different.
Yeah, they are. You know, they're a little bit different than everybody else.
The food.
Especially
is
with the
so
Bravo
awesome.
Box. The Bravo box that just comes with this survival food.
Kobe gets wet with the Bravo
I really
box.
Do. I get so super happy when it comes to the doorstep. So this one is, what's this box that we got right here? The water only.
The water only box.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've got in here is...
So grab one of those water packs out. We can show the people who are watching on YouTube what we have here.
So another one of... Look at all this water. You know?
Yeah, there's tons of water.
This would be sweet to go down in a plane crash and you found one of these boxes.
Yeah, you'd be
oh,
pretty
no
happy.
Way! One of Kobe's favorite things is in here.
Yes. Oh.
Sawyer Mini.
Sawyer Mini is one of the greatest products you can get out there.
So
bar none.
Teeny tiny, and was it 100,000?
100,000 gallons.
I don't know. That's just insane.
Yeah.
So, boom. Water filter. And then you've got, how many of these?
Like 8,000 packs of water.
Yeah.
Does it say?
16.
Wow.
16 storable water pouches. Pouchers.
Pouchers.
So, I have, like, I keep throwing these in my car.
Yeah. No, they're great
like
for your car.
I have, like, four or five. And... Yeah, this box is loaded full of them. And
so this box is $36 plus shipping. Your total comes out to $48 worth of gear, which is awesome. Obviously, so you're making up you're getting a good value there.
Right.
So you have the Sawyer water filter. You have the emergency water pouches, 16 of them. You also have the Aquamira water treatment kit.
All right.
And it treats up to 30 gallons of water.
Where's that?
And so this is a really cool one, really cool box from Survival Boxes. Really, really impressed. We also got...
Where does water fall on the survival list?
At the top, bro.
Like number one.
And so then, here, I'll let you show the people, and I'll read this here. This is the Bravo box, correct?
This is the Bravo.
So the Bravo box, it's $36 plus shipping, $70 value here. So you got the Wise Stroganoff, the Wise Vegetable Pasta, the Mayday 2400 calorie bar ration, Kobe's the Wise favorite. Strawberry Granola Crunch.
Kobe's favorite.
What is it? Oh, scrambled eggs. Mexican chicken and rice and the teriyaki rice. Dude, awesome freaking box.
They're all.
If you're looking to start your food storage, this is exactly where I suggest to start.
Look at all that. 25 years. Boom.
$36 plus shipping a month, and you've got, I mean, for a two-day power outage, you're ready to go. One of these boxes.
You are.
Seriously. So fantastic. Check out Survival Box, survivalboxes.com. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS. Get your own and get staying survived, son.
Get survived, stay survived.
Yeah.
The thing I love about it is they make the unsexy part of you know, mm-hmm. survival and prepping.
Pretty dang sexy. It's
super sexy.
Yeah. Anyway, so moving on, Tac Pack, we got this last a couple weeks ago.
Whoa.
This is the AR-15 box. Really freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tac Pack.
Makes me want one so bad.
So first thing is the minimalist stock. So this is a $60 value. It's a stock that we have used personally for over 2 years. It's lightweight, extremely rigid, and easy to deploy. 6 ounces. This aftermarket stock is a great way to upgrade your AR-15, and we wanted this one this is really cool. Awesome stuff. Next is the React Vertical Foregrip.
Foreskin grip.
$27. A super low profile that offers increased stability when moving and shooting.
$27?
Yeah. Freaking awesome.
No joke.
Yeah. Enhanced trigger guard. $12. Replace your stock trigger guard with this unit to reveal a larger opening so that gloves are welcomed when you train. The next thing is a 10-round magazine. $15.
Man, I'm freaking... I need a gun. I need an AR-15 bad.
And then there's also a Tac Pack sticker. Boom.
That's mine.
That's his. He's taking that.
This is what they're all about.
Yeah. Like, so if you have an AR-15 or you're into weapons and tactical shiz, go with Tac Pack.
Yep. The only thing they haven't sent us is an AR-15. Yeah. We've gotten everything for it. So many pieces.
But that will go on mine for sure. So the other thing we want to review really quick is the TEG stove. I don't know if you guys have seen. We don't
didn't
have it here.
It. Didn't bring it.
You didn't bring it. That's okay. We have a video on YouTube. Go check it out on our YouTube channel. It's on our website as well. So this TEG stove is kind of a cool idea. Basically, what it is a butane.
Not propane.
I just about said butane. This is a butane.
Well, hell, they came up with five new gases.
What kind of fuel are we going to come up with next?
Yeah, I'll bring it up.
It's really, really cool. So if you check out the video, you'll see it basically takes a regular butane canister and it goes right up into the bottom of it. And basically what that does is you can cook your food on the top of this bad boy, and then it also has USB ports to charge your devices and whatnot.
Yeah, you can see a little picture right there.
Cam's going to show you a picture. So what did you think about it, Cam? It's you have it at home now.
Man, pretty high tech. I think that their design's pretty awesome. I did like the adjustable legs.
Yeah, it has cool adjustable legs on that thing.
Because you can balance out, you know, whatever you're cooking on top, not mm-hmm. spill it. And then the burners too. They also adjust for like big pots and small small pots,
mm-hmm.
small bots and big bots.
Lots of bots.
And then it's an auto striker, so you don't need matches.
Yeah, that's
for
the
it.
Nice thing too. You don't
I didn't
have to
know
have
that
matches.
Was even on it.
Yeah, so it has a little clicker,
right?
And it lights up for you.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
And it's not that heavy, you know, and it takes just a standard butane can, like Kobe was saying.
They're cheap, man. How much was that butane?
$3.
Like $3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they, you know, did you say that they've kind of customized it so the pressure stays high?
I didn't talk about that yet.
The can, you know, with butane, it freezes and you kind of lose pressure mm-hmm. and a stable burn, where they've kind of eliminated that. The other thing, it's got like a built-in fan in it, so it keeps the system hot, and then it charges that battery. I thought it was awesome. I'm excited to.
What was it, like a 3,000 milliamp battery or something like that?
Yeah, 3,000 milliamp.
Yeah.
And it has, you know, micro USB and a USB port. So that'll charge about everything.
Yeah.
The only thing about it as a prepper is you've got fuel that has a limit, you know, your butane.
Yeah.
Whereas BioLite has the. You know, where you just burn sticks.
But there's stuff about it that, I mean, both of them obviously have their advantages. This one, obviously, you don't have to have anything to start a fire with. As long as you have your butane, you're good to go, you know.
This one, if you have your, you're instantly ready to cook.
Yeah, you're ready to cook.
Like there's
right
nothing
then.
Else to it.
Yeah.
It's a little easier to get, you know, mm-hmm. kind of set up and get going and everything.
So
for sure.
You guys should definitely check them out. Go to Tegology.com. It's T-E-G, right? Tegology. And see what they got. Let them know we sent you over there and
enjoy your tech stove.
Yeah, enjoy your tech stove.
It's worth it.
Uh-huh.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Now close my notes.
Close your notes, son.
So to kind of go along with the power outage. So biggest fear for people with medications is, mm-hmm. you know, the diabetics, insulin-dependent diabetics. Dependent.
Yeah, it's scary.
If type
ever,
ones.
If you've ever read One Second After, that's kind of the premise of that
it was,
book.
It was, yep.
You know,
so,
part of it anyways.
So insulin itself, the vials, the pens, they last about, once they're in use, you're supposed to only use them for 30 days. People always go beyond that. And you can. The effectiveness just starts to kind of, you know, peter out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, and just talking about the insulin, you can ask your provider, you know, being a provider, you can ask them for more. And I've done it. I've given people enough so that they have backup because I'm like, you're smart. Whatever you want. Here you go. Here's your Percocet.
I like smart people. Yeah.
Here's a little Percocet chaser.
Insulin with a Percocet chaser.
That'll help you, diabetes. I haven't done studies on this, but go ahead.
I'm pretty sure it helps.
So, insulin needs to be stored at like 40 degrees. It'll be fine up to 77 degrees. They did a study in India showing that it was still effective. It didn't, you know, the molecules mm-hmm. and everything stayed stable. So as long as you can keep it, you know, in a prepper, you know, emergency situation, as long as you can keep it below, you know, I'd say 75 degrees just mm-hmm. to remember it easier.
Yeah.
Your insulin's going to be all right.
And for the 30 days or whatever? Is that right?
No. So the package, you know, like vials of insulin and pens, you know, they can last a year unused and
oh,
unopened.
Oh, wow. Really?
If you can keep them cool.
Nice.
Keep super cool. But, you know, if you're in really hot environments, what I'd suggest is, you know, a couple ways to kind of keep those. Obviously, if you have a generator, they have some pretty cool little, they have an AC/DC little mini fridge
mm-hmm.
and they have, you know, and those little tiny ones, they don't use near the wattage that like your household one.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, occasionally use and, you know,
just
like we
going.
Talked about,
yeah.
you get the refrigerator cold. And then, when you run out of power, you just keep the door closed and you
yeah.
got 24 hours and
then you turn
well,
it on
not
again.
Quite 24 hours, but
yeah.
The other way is, you know, they've got solar fridges, propane fridge. So that's...
They have solar coolers.
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about that at
yeah,
some point,
uh-huh.
a solar cooler?
And
yeah.
even that system that we were kind of briefly talking about, just keeping, like, I mean, a small room cold.
Yeah.
Just use that little box fan with the solar
yeah,
power.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, you got to think about these things if you have a family member or yourself needing
yeah,
this insulin.
Need, you have to have some sort of a backup.
Yeah.
If you're dependent on insulin, you have
right.
to have a backup.
Yeah.
I mean,
with that,
no
you know, I would be water, food, and your medication. Like,
yep.
you need to learn how to get all that stuff
exactly
ready. The other thing is you can dig down 4 feet. You know, there's some environments, you know, if you live in Death Valley, that's not going to work. But down to about 4 feet, it's roughly, you know, 50 degrees, and it stays that way in a watertight container. So, I mean, I'd suggest just burying it in, like, one of those mini coolers.
Yeah.
And just so you have a storage of your insulin.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing was that I just forgot the name of it. What's that little pot that I was talking
oh,
about?
Oh yeah.
Fears.
I don't know.
Anyways, you can use that, ceramic pot system to kind of keep, you know, the Zier pot.
Yeah.
To kind of keep, medications and other, you know, refrigerated medicines at a cooler temperature, you know. And I talked about all the, like, just regular oral medications, you know, keeping them at cooler temperatures. So if you have a basement, or you might set up that system where you can just
mm-hmm.
keep stuff down on the ground, you know. Or get my medicine.
Oh, no.
But, yeah. So I just wanted to quick talk about, you know.
I can't remember if that was in the book or not, but they kept it. I heard of somebody keeping it, like, in the back of the toilet on the
that's
tank.
That's a good idea.
Because
I haven't heard of that.
Because it's got water in there, obviously, but
and
it also keeps cool,
yeah,
a little cooler than everywhere else.
Water's always cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
so it's not a bad idea.
That is a good idea. Put a little baggie and just kind of
yep,
drop stuff in it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, there's ways that, I mean, you need to think about all these things with insulin, but insulin does store. I mean, you get a good supply, it'll last a year unopened. And the ones that are opened, you can go beyond that 30 days, yeah. but you just need to be able to store it at a cooler temperature. So,
fantastic.
Oh, and the other thing, real quick, you want to make sure you have batteries for your glucometer so you can check your glucose level.
Glucometer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
awesome.
Make sure you got all that stuff prepared for you insulin dependents.
Yeah, sure.
The end.
Well, guys, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate you guys. You know, our downloads have been going crazy this month, and we appreciate you downloading. Seriously.
It makes me feel super good.
It really does. We really appreciate
it. We love doing this.
Yeah.
And
we want to keep doing it.
And that just... yeah, makes us way more motivated to get better content.
So tell your friends, you know, tell your buddies, tell everybody about us so that we can keep that motivation up and keep bringing you these shows. Because it is a lot of work for us, but we love doing it, so we're okay with that, you know. So thank you. Obviously, go check out our other podcasts as well, Basement Nation. Give it a listen. And we appreciate you guys.
Peace out.